With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The upcoming memorial honoring the late conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Arizona will have Super Bowl-level security, according to officials who are familiar with the planning that's going on. President Trump will also be in attendance at that major event. Former California Republican Congressman John Campbell explains the historical impact of the death of Kirk.
For Generation X, this will be the first of those moments. For Generation Millennial, it is the second, because they were old enough to remember 9/11. For some of us, it's the fourth of these sorts of major events. But it is a major event, and I think, ironically or not ironically, it is a turning point.
And the memorial for Kirk, who was killed while speaking at a college event in Utah last week, will be held at State Farm Stadium tomorrow. That's in Glendale, where the NFL's Arizona Cardinals normally play their Sunday games. Senator Joni Ernst spoke to the Salem Radio Network this week and said she's heartbroken, but also optimistic following the assassination.
I really, really am concerned about, of course, his wonderful wife and his beautiful children. But I know that the movement will be strengthened because of their love for Charlie and our love for Charlie and everything that he has done for our great party and for the United States of America.
President Trump's son Eric says given all the assaults and lawfare against his father, it's not surprising the left would target a family friend and fellow conservative warrior.
And they wanted to take a guy like Charlie Kirk out because he was incredibly effective. He had an incredible mouthpiece. He literally transcended an entire generation, changed the indoctrination that they were facing on college campuses.
Eric Trump spoke with us this week about his new book. It's called Under Siege, My Family's Fight to Save Our Nation. This is SRN News. There's a new map out that depicts where faith is on the decline in this country.
If you wanted to put the findings in their simplest form, you could say that religion is waning in the world's richest nations. A study by the Pew Research Center indicates that the most profound declines in faith can be seen in places such as France, Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Belgium, and Sweden. By contrast, religion is a lot stronger in countries that aren't so rich, including much of Africa and South America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Rhode Island judge has temporarily stopped the Trump administration from changing the criteria for using tens of millions of dollars in funding to aid homeless people. One of the rules the administration wants to institute is that shelters must not let males have access to women's restrooms and changing rooms if those shelters want to receive federal dollars. The administration also wants to require that homeless facilities do not hide illegal immigrants on the premises. This is SRN News. Apparently, a lot of Americans found something else to do instead of watching late-night TV.
An AP NORC poll finds only about a quarter of Americans watched a late-night show at least once a month in the past year. Among those who did watch on a more or less regular basis in the past 12 months, a third are Democrats, compared with about 2 in 10 Republicans or independents. The poll was conducted after the announcement of Stephen Colbert's show being canceled, but before Jimmy Kimmel was shown the door by ABC. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Social Security Commissioner Frank Bisignano says the government shutdown will not affect people's Social Security benefits.
Well, those checks are going to come out. We're an essential service to the American public. We will be in business. We will have the checks. Our field offices will be there to serve people.
The government is headed toward a shutdown at the end of the month. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.